Writing personal testimonies. Ellen White dreaded writing and sending messages to various individuals regarding what had been revealed to her concerning waywardness, sins, and mistakes. Souls were at stake, and the work of reproving sin was a delicate task. It is not easy for people to receive and accept reproof. The first letter written in 1859, on New Year's Day, was a testimony. It pointed out the importance of approaching God with reverence. 2 days later, she addressed a family in Battle Creek concerning their lack of solemnity and watchfulness. Some letters were easier to write, as was one addressed to Stephen Pierce in Vermont some time before, answering a number of questions he had asked. Here are some of the questions and her answers. You inquire what the faith of Jesus is. I have seen that the brethren and sisters have not understood the faith of Jesus in its true light. They have taught that it is healing the sick, etc. It is not healing the sick, merely, but it is all the teachings of Jesus in the New Testament. The commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. I saw that it was the whole New Testament which relates to Jesus. You inquire if we should pray for none that are sick except those in the third angel's message, or pray for all that shall make application, etc. Is our rule to follow? Is any sick among you? Let him call, etc. It is those that are among us. God had shown me those who keep God's commandments are to have nothing to do, in anointing and special prayer, for the sick of those who are daily trampling them underfoot, unless it is in some special case where souls are convicted of the truth and are decided to move out upon it. The partition wall between commandment keepers and those who trample them underfoot should be kept. Your next question, the elders referred to in James are not merely those who have been ordained, but aged persons, those also who have experience and judgment in the things of God, those whose lives are circumspect. In general, the writing of personal testimonies, which called for great care in the use of words, drew heavily on Ellen White's strength and in 1859 depressed her painfully. One matter that concerned her was the Laodicean message and the fact that it had not produced more lasting fruitage. On Sabbath, May 14, she listened to a sermon by Loughborough on the subject. She wrote in her diary, "It enlightened my mind some concerning the message to the Laodiceans. Light seemed to break into my mind that since the message to the Laodiceans has gone forth, the delay that we are now in is to develop character, to bring out what is in the heart, and separate the precious from the vile." 2 weeks later, she wrote further of the point in her diary. Attended meeting all day. Felt pressed in spirit to bear a straight testimony upon pride, love of fashion. God is separating his people from the world. He is purifying them unto himself, and those who will not heed reproof, who choose to possess their own way, to manifest the evil passions of the heart, will be left behind. God will have a pure and a holy, self-denying, cross-bearing people. The message to the Laodiceans looks clearer to me. I see God will not do his work of spewing out until character is developed, his professed people proved, tested, and tried. Now God is proving his people to see if they will obey him.